Yo, what's up, my fellow humans? Wiley Hart here, your resident self-care guru, spitting truth bombs about mental wellness because let's face it, Gen Z needs all the help we can get in this chaotic world. Today we're diving into something super real, something that messes with us all. Emotional triggers. Ever feel like a chihuahua caught in a hurricane whenever someone mentions your ex? Would you spontaneously combust when your parents ask about grad school? Yeah, me too. Trust me, understanding your emotional triggers is key to unlocking your inner Zen master, and I'm here to break it down for you. First things first. Triggers are like those landmines in a video game, except they are planted by past experiences and insecurities. They can be anything from a certain word or phrase to a specific situation or even a smell. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and bam, all the feels hit you at once. Yeah, that's your trigger system firing up. Now here's the tea. Ignoring your triggers is like trying to pretend a broken bone isn't there. It ain't gonna work. The more you avoid them, the bigger they get, leading to meltdowns and stress spirals faster than you can say cancel culture. So how do we deal with these emotional time bombs? Step 1. Identify your triggers. Pay attention to those moments when your inner peace gets shattered. What set you off? Keep a journal, track your moods, and see if any patterns emerge. You'll be surprised by what you discover, trust me. Step 2. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Don't tell yourself to just chill or get over it. Those are toxic thoughts that only make things worse. It's okay to feel angry, sad, or frustrated. Allow those emotions to exist without getting swept away by them. Think of it like watching a storm from behind a window. You can see the intensity, but you're safe and secure inside. Next step. Develop coping mechanisms. This is where things get personalized. Some people find solace in journaling, while others swear by meditation or exercise. Find what works for you and build those healthy habits into your routine. It's like leveling up your character in a game. The more skills you have, the better equipped you are to handle anything life throws at you. Speaking of real-life examples, remember that time you saw your crush with someone else? Boom, trigger city. You might feel a surge of jealousy, sadness, or even anger. But instead of spiraling into a pit of despair, imagine taking a deep breath, putting on your favorite playlist, and treating yourself to a well-deserved pizza night. See? It's all about shifting your perspective and finding healthy outlets for those emotions. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Everyone has emotional triggers, it's part of the human experience. The key is to learn how to work with them, not against them. By understanding your triggers and developing coping mechanisms, you can level up your mental game and navigate life with more grace, resilience, and a whole lot less drama. So go out there, slay those triggers, and remember, self-care ain't selfish, it's survival. Now get out there and make me proud. Don't forget to rate, review, and share this episode like your life depends on it because, let's be real, it kinda does. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.